Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we are joined by Zoe Ralph, Australia's leadership expert specializing in the people stuff. She shows leaders and teams struggling with silos and office politics how to work better together. And who wouldn't want to hear more about this? And Zoe, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, a pleasure to be here, Eric.
And of course, we appreciate your time, especially during this time of year. So tell us, for starters, what do you mean by people stuff? What does that actually mean to you?
Well, it's one of the biggest complaints I have from the leaders that I work with when I ask them, what's keeping you up late at night? And they generally respond with, it's the people dynamics. It's Frank and Susan who don't get along. It's the fact that they need to have a difficult conversation with George, and George isn't up to the task, and he needs to give them some feedback. Or it's they are emotional at work, and they've got to contend with that. Largely the stuff that people, that leaders struggle with is the interpersonal relationships, either between them or between their team members. And it can be quite challenging for them to deal with it.
Yeah, tell me about it. And it's certainly awesome to have someone like yourself to help companies and businesses directed in the right direction on some of this complicated stuff. Now, what are some of the mistakes people make when it comes to dealing with the people stuff in leadership?
Well, you'd probably know this one, and that's often leaders just don't deal with it. They sweep it under the carpet and ignore it, hoping that it'll go away. And of course, it doesn't, and it usually gets worse. So that's the primary mistake. I think the secondary mistake that leaders make is that they jump to conclusions about what's really going on. They imagine that it's personality problems that are driving these conflicts. And that's not always the case. Often it is something below the surface. It's more likely to be the systems that are operating in a business that are creating the friction. So it's how the business sets up its processes that can cause the conflict. And what often looks like two very different people are really two people trying to work within a system that isn't setting them up for collaboration and more for competition. So those are kind of the two biggies that I see when it comes to the mistakes people have in dealing with the people stuff.
For sure. Sweeping these situations and ignoring the problems and issues can only make things a whole lot worse. And great for pointing that mistake that people are most common to make in this ballpark. Now, why is there a crisis of trust in leadership, and what can leaders do to overcome it?
This is a really interesting one. I came across this issue as I was researching for my latest book. And what I discovered is that there is this pervasive distrust in leaders generally. And here in Australia, we have been rocked by Royal Commission after Royal Commission into different leadership scandals. So there was an investigation into the Stolen Generation. So when Aboriginal people were taken from their homes and sent to orphanages to be raised, there was a Royal Commission into that. And then there was a Royal Commission into the banking institutions here in Australia, which were discovered to be doing crazy things like charging their customers for services that they didn't sign up for, making up imaginary accounts for dead people. And it just went on and on. And then there was a Royal Commission into the aged care sector as well. So how our elderly were being mistreated. And against this backdrop, leaders have been tarred with the same brush. And not only that, but we've been experiencing corporate scandal after corporate scandal here in Australia. Also, Rio Tinto recently bulldozed a 46,000-year-old Aboriginal cultural heritage site, a rock shelter. And that's 46,000 years worth of human history just wiped out. And it's not like they didn't know about it. They were warned repeatedly by the local Aboriginal elders not to go there. And yet they just ran ramshot over it. It's just terrible. So these are some of the examples of why we are suspicious of corporates and of big leaders. In fact, the Edelman Trust Barometer also put out a report here in Australia at the beginning of this year, and they discovered that no Australians find any business trustworthy. And there's two factors that come along with that. There's to be considered trustworthy, you need to be deemed both competent and ethical. And it was discovered that Australians believe that not-for-profits are ethical but not competent. Corporates are competent but not ethical. And neither competent nor ethical, they saw government and media falling into that great giant hole. So this is the ethos against which leaders need to operate. How do we overcome that to build trustworthiness? Well, first of all, be competent and ethical is the first point. And the second point is to be extremely transparent about what you're doing, who you are, and how you show up. And I think to add a whole reassurance to the people that we lead is to really be forward focused and future focused. And we need to expand our perspective on that to make sure that we are really looking into the long-term implications of what we're doing and not just the short-term benefits. And I think that will help us avoid the traps that we're finding some leaders falling into.
Certainly some phenomenal feedback on that question. Really appreciate that today. We're joined by Zoe Routh, who is Australia's leadership expert specializing in the people stuff. She shows leaders and teams struggling with silos and office politics how to work better together. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, here's an interesting question for you. What are the four devils of people stuff, and how can they be avoided?
Well, devilish behavior is something that we often have to contend with in leadership in our businesses. And what I've found in my research and experience is that there are sort of four different patterns of difficult behaviors. And one of them is the argumentative behavior. And that's somebody who is really upset and irritated, and they just argue and are change resistant, and they have always something critical to say. And I've called that behavior the fire bug. Because they like to set the world on fire in their arguments. And then we have the undermining behavior, where this is actually one of the most difficult behaviors for us to contend with as leaders, because we don't really see it. It's not visible. They go behind our back. There's back channeling and white anting and undermining. And I call this behavior the ground splitter. The third one is when we have staff members or colleagues who are emotional ranters. They are quite triggered by various things, and they're a little bit like the firebug, but they're more emotionally charged. And so it's quite difficult to contend with them as well. Trying to have a rational discussion just generally doesn't happen. And I call them the storm driver. And the fourth devil is similar to the storm driver in that they're emotional, but they kind of hide it. They don't speak up about it. And that kind of takes two forms. We have the clam, so somebody who just clams up shut up tight like a clam, and they don't share what's going on. And so it's really difficult to find out what to do to alleviate the situation because they just keep their bottom lip tight. And the other aspect of this is kind of like they're like an energy vampire. You know they're upset, and they kind of stomp around the office, but they won't speak up. And I call this devil the water bomber, because they kind of leave this wake of mess around them. Now, all of these devils, we're talking about how to deal with them and avoid them, are triggered. They're triggered by an overwhelming sense of fear of loss. This drives survival-type behavior, which is what all these devils are. They're just trying to survive in the workplace, but it's difficult to deal with. And the kind of forward triggers are fear of loss of power, and that kind of drives the firebug. So when we feel like we're losing the ability to make choices for ourselves, we can get really fired up. We have fear of loss of performance, where we don't feel like we can speak up, and that can drive the underminer. And then we have fear of loss of fairness and status. Oh, that makes us really emotional, and that triggers the storm driver. And the last one, and this is a scary one, is the fear of loss of belonging. When we don't know what our position is in the group, where we feel isolated or left out, this causes us to become the water bomber. So what we need to do in order to help avoid these behaviors is to figure out what's going on for us or our team members and which loss is triggering that behavior and see if we can alleviate it somehow. And then we need to dive below the surface and figure out, are there systems in the workplace that are creating those fear of loss? So it's a complex situation. And yet, if we just look at the patterns, we can manage the people.
Fantastic feedback on that one as well. And yeah, if you know the trends and you know the signs and the patterns, you certainly will be way ahead of the curve for sure. Now, how can leaders become more future savvy? I know the future and change is always a challenge, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think this year in particular, we've been so consumed with the urgent and immediate. We've had to respond to this pandemic. It's meant that we've had to change our approach to work and business and make some really tough decisions. So the immediate has definitely been in our face all year. So how do we then also balance the need to be forward-thinking, to be future-focused? It really comes down to the practice of perspective. And it is an oscillation between looking to the future and dealing with the now. And there's a couple of ways that I recommend that leaders do that. One of them is to be basically looking at the horizon. And I like to think that you can look like a pirate. And I don't mean dress like a pirate, though why not? There's a certain sort of swagger that comes with that, a little bit of Johnny Depp excitement. But I mean look to the horizon like a pirate, because pirates were masters of anticipation. And they used all of their senses to figure out where their prey might be or where their next destination might be. And I encourage leaders to kind of look like a pirate too, meaning that when we look far into the future and we adopt the skills of a futurist, which means we are looking at trends. We look at trends about what's going on in our local area, our national area, and in the global context. And there's a really shortcut for that. There's an organization called Shaping Tomorrow, which is an amazing website, and they use the power of artificial intelligence to track how much activity is happening on the webs, on the internet, to see what are the emerging trends. And from that, we can sort of say, okay, well, this is a rising concern or interest. How does that affect us? How does it affect our customers? And so that's a really critical piece of how to be future savvy, is doing an environmental scan. And I would just go straight to the curators who are already doing that, like Shaping Tomorrow, or set up your own Google Alerts. It's a free service, and you can plug in different topics, and you can get notifications on a daily or weekly basis about news items related to that topic. And you can get a sense of the zeitgeist. And that can prepare us ahead of time to take action now to prevent the calamities that we want to avoid, and as well as take advantage of what is an emerging trend that we can capitalize on to better serve our customers and to better expand and future-proof our own business. So look like a pirate and scan the horizon is the big tip there.
I like it. I like it a lot. And that analogy, easy to remember and to relate. And thank you so much for all the information shared here today, for the topic and for your expertise. Can't thank you enough for what you're doing. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a final tip, or anything else you'd like to add as we wrap things up here today?
Oh, absolutely. So when it comes to people dynamics, my key recommendation is that you dive, don't surf. What I mean by that is that we want to get off the surface of the water of the issues. So don't just look at the issues and think that you've got it figured out. Go deep beneath the surface, go diving, and look at what are the systems and the patterns that are driving the problematic behavior that you might see around you. And when we stay curious about that, it helps us to stay open to some options we may not have seen. So dive, don't surf when it comes to the people stuff in leadership.
Thanks so much for those concluding remarks, and I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get more information online and how they could best connect with you. Where's the best place to do so?
Well, they can come and visit me on Planet Zoe. That's my website, Zoe Routh, ZoeRouth.com. All my info is there, or I'm quite active on LinkedIn. That's a good place to come and hang out with me as well, or to listen to my own podcast, which is called the Zoe Routh Leadership Podcast.
And that sounds like an awesome resource and a podcast to check out as well. Zoe, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. It certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you. You too, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Zoe Routh, who is Australia's leadership expert specializing in the people stuff, who shows leaders and teams struggling with silos and office politics how to work better together. And for all the details and to contact Zoe, visit ZoeRouth.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.